Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Dee Anderson. She's the daughter of the legendary visionaries Sylvia and Jerry Anderson, who created the iconic Thunderbirds 60 years ago this year. Her memoir and stage show, currently touring the UK, is called Growing Up with Thunderbirds, giving a unique personal perspective on one of the most beloved TV series of all time. Welcome to the show, Dee.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hannah. It's lovely to be on the show.
Oh, it's lovely to have you with us. And it was the first night last night, wasn't it? How did it go?
It was amazing. I mean, we had very little rehearsal because it was near Leicester Square, actually, and there was a complete outage, a power outage. So we didn't have any rehearsals in the afternoon. Everything was in black. Oh. But once we got going, it was fantastic. And the audience joined in. It was really spectacular. I mean, I just love doing it. And I had a great feedback. So I'm very grateful to the lovely audience.
Oh, that's wonderful. It is amazing, isn't it? A show that was around 60 years ago. How fondly it's still remembered and loved so much by the fans today. Why do you think it stood the test of time so much?
I think this is a combination of things. I think it's because the characters were very lifelike, even though they were made of balsa wood. And I think, you know, I think they developed and it was like the heart and soul of the programmes. And also, I think the vehicles were very futuristic. You know, that some of them were more sophisticated than, you know, some movies used like 2001, which was made a few years later. And I think because they did a lot of research, they went to NASA and they signed the Official Secrets Act, but came back with some great ideas. And also the music. The music was very instrumental in lasting the test of time. Yeah. And it's still played today by the Royal Guards and everywhere in concerts. I mean, it's spectacular, the music.
Yes. And the whole puppetry aspect, Super Mario Nation, I mean, it was a big deal, wasn't it? It was really pioneering what they were doing.
Oh, yeah, very much so, very much so. And in fact, the whole thing about pioneering was that I think my mum had created characters who were female, you know, doctors and pilots and Lady Penelope's Secret. Usually they were sort of, well, depicted by blokes, you know. So she decided that she wanted women to have a sort of headline and also not just to be making the tea and barefoot in the kitchen, you know.
Yeah, it was lovely for young girls, well, and women, I suppose, but watching it on television and seeing, as you say, these women in important jobs.
Yeah, important roles. Yeah, exactly. So, they were ahead of their time. And my dad, you know, he was fantastic at designing the vehicles. He was like the cutting edge of the danger explosions. And there was a great special effects guy called Derek Meddings, who was absolutely brilliant. And he was like, he was again groundbreaking in that way. So he had, you know, he went on to do big movies after that.
Yeah.
But they had a great, team. But my mum was very much the sort of the one who, she was the writer in the family. Yeah. And not a lot of people know that because, you know, the guys always got the credits.
Isn't that interesting?
And she's just been recognised because Barbara Broccoli was her friend, you know, the Bond lady. And she said that my mum was her mentor as a young girl. And she said that, you know, she spoke to ITV, and ITV have very kindly given us a given her a recognition and funded a scholarship in her name for new screenwriters with the British Television and Film School, which is the main one in Beaconsfield. So that's, you know, so my mother would be thrilled about that, because she loved, you know, introducing new talent. And that's exactly what she was about. And her writing skills were, well, as we know from the, you know, from the series, they were fantastic.
Yeah, what a legacy. That's amazing. So the scholarship's going to provide full funding for 5 students with the first scholar, yes, beginning their training in January next year. That's fantastic.
Yes, exactly. So anyone who wants to apply, do it now. You could be the next big thing.
How lovely. You must be so proud of her.
Oh, I am. I really, really am. I mean, I owe her a lot, particularly because she gave me a lot of sort of recognition too, you know, creatively. I mean, a lot of parents say, you know, get a proper job, and she didn't do that. She encouraged me to do what I was best at. And so, you know, I got a scholarship into drama school. She got a scholarship into a university at that time, where, you know, which was unheard of, from a working class background that she came from. So, you know, we just, I think we have sort of big dreams, and sometimes, you know, most of the time it's like manifestation nowadays that people talk about. Yeah. It's, you know, if you dream big, you know, you achieve.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to follow your dreams, you know, and to keep going. I think resilience is the big one for me.
Oh, lovely. And so what was it like growing up with Thunderbirds, as it says in the title? I mean, how old were you when all this was happening, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. Actually, by the time we got to Thunderbirds, I was in my early teens, or 12 or 13. I think I was 12, actually, when it started. And then it went on, you know, it came back in the 70s, 80s and 90s. You know, the Tracy Island sold in the 90s was the biggest selling merchandise toy at Christmas. I mean, so it kept on coming back.
Yeah.
But so it was an amazing time for me, because I think for anyone at that age, it's, you know, you're just about sort of becoming aware of yourself, and you're, you know, discovering things about yourself that you're good at. I mean, so it was a very creative time for me as well, because I would listen to them talking about, you know, things like what, you know, the script, the diet, because they had script meetings late into the night. They treated it like a Hollywood movie, actually. So, you know, so that it was a serious thing. It wasn't just puppets. It was, they became, all these little people became icons and stars.
Yeah. And these puppets, the people who made the puppets and also operated the puppets, incredibly skilled. I mean, the cost was huge. I mean, it was hundreds of pounds at the time per puppet, but now it would be thousands.
Yes, absolutely. Thousands. Well, Mary Turner, who's now 91, she lives near me, actually, and
we
often meet up. Yeah, she came last night too to the gig. It was lovely, and you know, the audience were thrilled to meet her, because I introduced her, and she remembers sculpting Lady Penelope, and it was actually based on my mother's face. She based it on my mother's face because she couldn't get it right. My mother took a huge interest in this character, and she kept coming in and saying to Mary, it's nearly there, darling, but it's not quite right. So she went off and she decided to do Sylvia's face and not tell her. And she came in on the Monday and she said, Mary, that's perfect. So it's like, Sylvia, it's you.
So you're the daughter of Lady Penelope.
Oh, gosh, I am. And actually, my mother has always told me that the shape of my eyes were based on mine. Shape of her eyes were based on mine. So, I mean, you know, it's quite something. I didn't think anything at the time. It's all perfectly normal, isn't it? When you're, whatever you do with your parents, you just think everyone's the same.
But what was it like? You were obviously at school then when it first came out on television. What were your friends like?
My friends all wanted to come to the studio. I hadn't told them before that because it was a bit, you know, embarrassing. But then suddenly I couldn't hide it because my parents were everywhere. I mean, you know, it was the Beatles and them, really. So it was like they were on telly all the time. They, you know, they had amazing sort of celebrity friends who used to come and see us. That Shirley Bassey would pop in, or Des O'Connor, who lived nearby. And suddenly I couldn't hide it because, you know, my friends were saying, oh, we saw your mum and dad on telly. What are they doing? And I'd say, well, actually, you know, yeah. So suddenly they all wanted to come to the studio, which was normal for me. But I remember seeing their faces the first time I took them in, a couple of my friends, and it was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I actually thought, yeah, it is. It is amazing. Yeah. So I kind of started to understand.
Yeah, I was going to say it must have been a moment when you realised that they weren't just your parents that were doing some cool stuff. They were famous and they were important, special people.
Yes, I know. It was like that. You know, they were the sort of powerful couple at the time, and you know, revered by everyone. And that was extraordinary. That was quite funny, really. Oh, for me,
yes.
but it was good. It was a good, positive experience, really.
Oh, that's nice to hear, definitely. And you've gone on to appear on lots of various different TV shows and films and things, so you've kept in the acting side of things.
Yes, and singing. I've actually got a trained voice, and my voice teacher, the very first voice teacher, said to me he wanted me to, you know, study opera, but actually I'm not a fan, which is a terrible thing to admit, but I'm not a fan. I prefer jazz. And so I became a jazz singer, and I have won an award for jazz. And I also sing in the show.
Yeah.
But just two or three songs in the show. But I'd love people to come. I mean, I know that, you know, people may not be able to travel, but that we're going all over the place. So, you know, if you look at my website, which is danderson.co.uk, sorry, I'm going to give it a plug now.
No, please do.
You can also pre-order the memoirs, the book, as well. But you can see where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing. It's all very exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And how did you go about writing the book compared to writing the stage show? Did the two sort of go hand in hand?
They did. Actually, they did. I wrote with another writer because I found it really impossible to write something so close to home on my own, although I do love writing. But I got a friend of mine who's a great writer, Natalie Ogle, to work with me on the book. And then we adapted that for the stage. And it's similar but different, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, both go hand in hand, really. And we had a great time doing it. And it evokes a lot of memories for me. It just, you know, it brought up a lot of stuff that I'd kind of buried, really. And so it was good and it was emotional and, you know, it was quite revealing in lots of ways. And I think it was a good journey for me to go on myself.
Nice. So you're pleased you've done it.
Yes, I'm very pleased.
Yes.
Very pleased.
And
it went well last night. The audience were great. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're going to, as you say, around the UK, places like Leeds, Norfolk, Hampshire, London, all over the place.
All over the place, yes, yes.
So, great stuff.
Yes, thank you.
Well, if people want to have a look on your website, as you mentioned, danderson.co.uk, and they can see all the dates there and pre-order the book from there. And, I wish you the best of luck, Dee. It's been lovely to chat
with you,
and I hope it continues to go really well.
Oh, thank you so much, Hannah. It's lovely to chat to you too.
And you. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.